Leslie Cahill is the general manager of the French market, the Wheaton French market. Everybody buzzes about your market. I think I know the difference, Leslie, but what is the difference between a French market and a farmer's market?
Well, a French market is unique to the Bensoudun model, which is the company I work for. The Bensoudun family, they're third generation public market operators in Europe. And we opened the Wheaton French market in 1997. And what makes it look different from other markets is we import the canopies from Paris. So that's a primary difference. But another difference is back in 1997, when we opened the market, farmers markets were very pure, strict to farmers, bread, cheese, plants. And the French market concept has always been much more of a small business incubator. So you see all sorts of different products out at the market. But, of course, since it's in the summer, you see all of those farmers market vendors. And now a lot of other farmers markets have had those other types of products adding into their markets as well.
Someone just sent us a text and said, I sell goat milk soap at the Wheaton French Market. It's fantastic. It's my top-selling market, and we do 15 markets every single week throughout Chicago. I've been to your market as well. It's wonderful. One of our colleagues here at the radio station is a weekly shopper there as well and said, is it co-op? They sell their own cold brew? Or is it Cooperage? Cooperage?
Cooperage Coffee sells their own cold brew, yes.
Okay, all right. What else should people check out when they come?
Oh, my goodness. One of my favorite spots to check out is La Boulangerie. It's a bakery that has excellent French baguettes, the best that I've had in Chicagoland. If you look for something a little bit more American taste, Grandpa's cheesecakes and coffee cakes are at the market. There's always flowers and plants. We have Jake's Country Meats out there. Han Bakery is there. There's all sorts of pottery and wood carving and clothing and, I don't know, you name it. You can come there and go to Mima's Toast and get an avocado toast for breakfast. You can get a crepe. It's amazing the variety that's at Wheaton. But Wheaton is just one of a dozen French markets that we operate in the area. But
okay,
it is
so
the flagship.
What other ones do you operate?
Well, we have markets operating Wednesday through Sunday. So you can visit us in the city at Pioneer Court beginning in June. Western Springs has a market on Wednesday. Roselle is opening up in June. Those are all Wednesday markets. On Thursday, you can come visit us out in Barrington. Friday, we're starting a brand new market in West Dundee at the Pump House. Saturday, you've got Wheaton Wilmette. There's one in downtown Chicago at Broadway and Melrose at the Nettle Horse School. That is one of our oldest markets. It is a fantastic little gem. We can only accommodate 18 tents there, but they are the best of the best. If you're in that neighborhood, I would recommend it. We have a lovely market in Lyle, and Geneva's on Sunday, Elmhurst is on Sunday, and we'll be doing a market at Cantini Park on July 20th called Versailles. So lots of opportunities, but if you want the biggest of the big, go to Wheaton.
Yeah, well, I would imagine that one at Cantini is going to be pretty huge because you have so much space, right?
Well, it is not going to be as big as Wheaton because we are part of the Versailles celebration that they're developing at Cantini, which will be a full weekend of events around that concept. And in the heart of it, we will have a French market.
I love Geneva. I lived in the Fox River Valley. That was my market every Sunday. There was a lady there from Colombia that would make empanadas, and I think she now has her own brick and mortar place. I know I would buy something, I think, at the Wheaton Market called Mion Soap. She now has her own brick and mortar place. How often does the market springboard entrepreneurs into a bigger role within the community or being able to build their brand enough to have a brick and mortar place?
That is the gradual progression that we love to see with the businesses that we work with. We've had a number of businesses jump from Wheaton into downtown Wheaton. And one of the earliest ones, I don't know if you've heard of Suzette's Creperie.
Yes, yes.
That's a restaurant that's been there forever. That one that started at the Wheaton French Market.
Wow.
So it's a very good way for small businesses to test the demographic that they're looking for. And it's one of the reasons that we work in these towns is because we're trying to help those central businesses grow and thrive And we look at that as a partnership, and great relationships come out of it, like Mayan Artisan Soap, Suzette's, and others.
And so is there a waiting list? Are people clamoring to have a tent at the market?
Right now, Wheaton is sold out all the way through October. And we have over 100 vendors at that market every week.
So you've found something that works very well, the French aspect, including many varieties instead of just what the farmers bring to market, which, of course, you know, that's dependent on the season, where I know from being, you know, one of those people who went to the French market in Geneva, you could rely on the same vendors, but it was a variety of products, like you said.
Yes. It's a lot of fun, you know, especially with the shifting retail that we see, where a lot of the, you know, the malls are going away and it's harder to go find interesting products. You can always find something great out of the French markets.
And it's a sense of community, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. You know, every week we also sponsor nonprofit organizations from the community, and we let service businesses that are in the community that are trying to connect with their customer base, we let them come out to the market too. So yeah, it is really all about community.
And Leslie, what's your website for the market?
It's bensadoonusa.com.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too.